Editor's note. These charges were later withdrawn. As a result, the accused's name has been removed. News release. Ontario Provincial Police. Members of the Southern Georgian Bay Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, were dispatched at 7:07 p.m. June 27, 2020 to a report by a member of the public of a possible impaired driver in the area of Fox and Broad Streets in the town of Penetanguishene. The responding officer located the occupants of the identified vehicle in the nearby park, and after further investigation and assistance from the public, the officer located and arrested the driver. The officer, while transporting the suspected impaired driver to the detachment, had to make a detour to Georgian Bay General Hospital to seek medical assistance for the suspect. Upon arrival at the hospital, the suspect assaulted the officer, a hospital security officer, and an assisting OPP shift sergeant while they sought medical assistance for the suspect. With the suspect having been treated for his medical issue and while being transported to the detachment from the hospital, the suspect damaged the interior of the OPP cruiser. Upon arrival at the detachment, the investigation continued, resulting in an 18-year-old Toronto resident being charged with the following offences contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada: operation while impaired, alcohol and drugs, assault a peace officer, 4 counts, causing a disturbance, failure or refusal to comply with demand, mischief under $5,000. The accused's driver's license has been suspended for 90 days and the vehicle was towed and impounded for 7 days as per the conditions of the Administrative Driver's License Suspension, ADLS. The accused was released from police custody on an undertaking to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Midland on October 8, 2020. OPP officers always appreciate the assistance of the public in the interest of public safety, who help remove impaired drivers who present a clear danger to others on our roads and waterways. OPP officers remind drivers that they will be taking all precautions available during this time to protect themselves and others while conducting investigations either at the roadside or at detachment.